subject. I'm having an affair and I'm getting too attached. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 2 years and I just started talking to this guy for a few weeks now. I met him 8 years ago, but nothing ever happened and I never saw him again until recently. He is married as well with children. We text each other almost every day and we see each other 2 to 3 times a week. We haven't gone out on a date, and everything is nice with him. He also has invited me to his house. Yes, his house, where he lives with his wife and children. I've gone there a few times to see him since he asked me to. I've been unhappy with my husband before this guy came along. My husband is 28, I'm 32, and the guy is 34. My husband doesn't like to do anything. He does work, but when he's not working, he stays in the house, smokes weed, plays video games, or just watches TV. I've asked him and also told him on multiple occasions to please let us go out and do something, but still no change. Now, the problem is I'm starting to like him. He's doing everything that my husband doesn't do. When he touches me, it sends chills through my body. Yes! He'll text me just to see how my day is, and when my son was sick, he texted just to see how he was doing. I'm not trying to leave my husband, and he's not leaving his wife, but it's hard for me to stop thinking about him while I'm with my husband. I also told him that I like him a lot, and at first he doesn't want to talk about it. From his reaction, it made me feel some sort of way. So I started to give him the cold shoulder, and he didn't like it. He told me to stop. I continued to act as if I didn't care, but then he grabbed me and started kissing me, and then he whispered in my ear that he likes me too. I don't know what to do. Should I leave him alone and be miserable with my husband, or should I continue but keep my feelings out of the equation? Steve, you just go and answer okay. This.
First of all, let's just crazy. Get right to the matter. How much time I got? Let me look at the clock.
I have about 4.
I got about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's get to this.
Come on, dog.
You've been married for 2 years. You've been talking to this guy for a few weeks. You met him 8 years ago, but nothing happened. I never saw him again until recently. He is married as well with children. We text each other almost every day, and we see each other 2-3 times a week. Well, let me tell you what didn't happen. After 8 years, he finally got you. Regardless as to the circumstances, that he's married with children and you married. That ain't got nothing to do with it. He got you. After 8 years, he got you. Mm. Now, we even went out on a date and everything is nice with him. Yeah. Of course it is. Because he the other man. See, you the other woman. You don't get it yet. You the other woman. Everything gonna be nice. Y'all don't pay no bills together. Y'all ain't trying to have no future. It's all nice. We even went on a date. He has also invited me to his house. Yes, his house where he lives with his wife and children. I've gone there a few times to see him since he asked me to. What?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You've been to his house.
Death sentence.
How disrespectful can you be? I mean, you to go to this man's house where his wife and children live. So now, let me ask you something. What that tell you about him? You think is he willing to risk everything because he made it at an appropriate time? But what that say about him? What type of man is that that brings another woman into his home where his wife and children live? What type of man is that?
Wow.
But what's deeper though? What type of woman is that that go to the other woman's house?
There you go. Who are you?
See, and then you go right after that, and then to justify it, you say, I've been unhappy with my husband before this guy came along. My husband is 28 and the guy is 34. My husband like to do anything. Hold on. This letter ain't about what your husband ain't. This letter really about who you are. See, you a low down, disgusting, disrespectful type of kind of woman. And then you sitting up in here want to dump it on the man. He does work. He do work, but he stay in the house, smoke weed, play video games. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me hurry up because I only got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
See, you don't, what the problem is what you doing. It's the affair, but the utter disrespect of the woman's house. This is about you being trifling, a low-down, disgusting type of woman. See, and then women get mad at men for cheating and all the time. Half the men cheat because there's so many women out there willing to cheat with them. See, you're the real cause of this unhappy home and all this mess. And then you're suffering from the 80-20 rule. You keep telling me what this man doing for you that your husband ain't doing. Yeah, but he doing it with you on the side.
Mm.
Let me tell you what he ain't doing. He ain't cheating on you and he ain't sleeping with a married woman. That's what your husband ain't doing. But that's what you doing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.